أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك أدنى أن يأتوا بالشهادة على وجهها أو يخافوا أن ترد أيمان بعد أيمانهم واتقوا الله واسمعوا والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين يوم يجمع الله الرسل فيقول ماذا أجبتم قالوا لا علم لنا innaka anta allamul ghuyub sadaqallahul azim. We discuss ayah number 108 and 109 of surah al-ma'idah. 108 is actually the termination, the conclusion of the previous discussion that we had discussed, the whole system that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a system that is applicable and applies today in an Islamic court, and that will go on till the day of Qiyamah, that the person that makes the claim, that person is going to bring the evidence or the proof, or he is going to bring somebody that can bear witness, two people that will bear witness, and if not, then the defendant, the respondent, will have to take the qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with regards to all of that, Allah ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ أَدَنَا أَن يَأْتُوا بِالشَّهَادَةِ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهَا أَوْ يَخَافُوا أَن تُرَدَّ أَيْمَانٌ بَعْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. It is likelier in this form that they will bear testimony in a correct way and fear that the oaths may be rebutted after they take that oath, that there must always be this fear that sometimes somebody may take an oath contrary to our oath. That is, if we are lying in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed at the very beginning of this juz', this para, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, amongst the major sins, is a person takes the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat and he lies in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All the kafara of this world, all the wealth of this world will never be able to suffice as an expiation, as a penalty for taking the name of Allah Ta'ala with a lie in vain, lying in the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person would have to make tawbah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْمَعُوا. Allah Ta'ala says, and fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and listen. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about the fear that keep away from sin, keep away from the disobedience of Allah, and listen to the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This particular case, whether it be as far as qada is concerned, whether it be the judicial system of Islam, or whether it be our ibadat, it be our muamalat, listen to the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and obey the command of Allah. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide a community of fasiqeen, of wrongdoers. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them tawfiq, Allah ta'ala gives them hidayat. But when a person begins to shun that hidayat, and a person begins to ignore the messages of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it impacts on the heart of an individual. That heart becomes hard. And then that heart, although the ability will always be there for the heart to accept the hidayat of Allah, but then that person himself has now created this parda, this veil around his heart, and hence there is nothing that can penetrate that heart, and hence he is then deprived of the hidayat and guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Going on to the next verse, number 109, from here a few ayat and few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the most important event that is going to take place in the life of every human being, and that is the day of Qiyamah. It is going to come, it has to come. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala introduces us in a way that we need to ponder and we need to think. And Allah ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلُ. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Who are we? Awwalun, akhirun, the very beginning of man from Adam alayhi salam till the very last human, jinn, insan, everyone is going to be gathered. Here Allah ta'ala did not say, yawma yajma'u Allahu an-nas. Allah, that day Allah is going to gather the whole of mankind. But Allah Ta'ala makes a very specific point that we are absolutely non-entities. These were the most blessed souls on the surface of this earth, the chosen souls of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, whom Allah Ta'ala chose for nubuwat. If for them there is no escape and they have to stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then where are we? How can we even think that we are going to escape this qiyamah? It is never going to happen. But obviously, the questioning of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, what Allah Ta'ala is going to call them and what Allah is going to ask them is far different from us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will say, فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ. Allah Ta'ala is going to ask here one single question, مَاذَا أُجِبْتُمْ. How were you responded to? What was the response of your people when you called them towards me? You call them towards the deen. You call them towards they must believe in you. What was their response? Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is well aware from the beginning right till the end. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows the response of every nation. But here Allah Ta'ala is asking the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam to complete the hujjat, to complete the evidence against man. قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, their response will not be like in the case of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Jahl didn't believe, or Abu Lahab turned away, or in the case of Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun did this or did that. Their response will be one simple response, لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. Oh Allah, we have absolutely no knowledge. We have absolutely no knowledge. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. With a great amount of emphasis, oh Allah, you are the only عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ, the knower, the one that has knowledge of all the hidden things. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, Hazrat Muhammad, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahimahumullah, writes so beautifully that if we cannot understand the compassion that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam had for the people, then look at this ayat and ponder that even on that day, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam will not divulge the insolence and the arrogance of the people. They will say, oh Allah, we have absolutely no knowledge. Allah, you have the knowledge of everything. You know what was the response of the people. On the other hand, we also find another very important fundamental principle that was found in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nahnu nahkumu bil-dawahir. Wallahu mutawallis sarair. Allah give us the reality of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say that we will judge a case by the outward evidence that comes to us. And Allah is the mutawalli. Mutawalli, trustee. Allah is the knower. Allah is the trustee of the secrets of hearts. And today we do the exact opposite of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. We want to judge the iman of people. We want to see how much of nifaq in the heart of a person. That Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam did not do. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not do. What was the outward? That is how they judged a person. That is how they gave the verdict. A person said they brought iman. They brought iman. They said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They have brought iman. Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam would give the judgment according to that. In the case of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah would divulge to him who was a munafiq. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not even divulge that information but to Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu for many reasons. But however, the important aspect is that they will say, oh Allah, we have absolutely no knowledge about this. We don't know what was in the hearts of people. We don't know who was sincere in the iman, who was not sincere in the iman. And in that way, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam will respond to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And the most important thing for us is to understand that the standing on the day of Qiyamah is the truth. It is the absolute truth. It is the reality. It is the absolute reality. We need to prepare for that day, and together with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the intercession of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.